They're selling postcards for the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. Beauty parlors full of sailors. Circus is in town. In walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walk. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. Cause Lady and I look out tonight on Desolation Row. Now Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pocket. Betty Davis style. Then in walks Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Then someone says you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. The only thing you can hear after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. Stars are beginning to hide. A fortune-telling lady has already taken all her things inside. Oh, except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody's either making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going down to the carnival tonight, Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's near the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. Though eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking in on Desolation Row. Einstein disguises Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk. Passed his way about an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Oh, he looks so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. And he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin on Desolation Row. Now Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. All his sexless patients, they're all trying to blow it up. And his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. Yes, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough on it. desolation row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. Oh, they're spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom's shouting to skinny girls, get out of here, you don't know. Casanova's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew go out and round up everyone who knows more than they do. Then they take them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across the shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the factories by insurance men who go to make sure nobody's escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? Ezra Pound, T.S. Eliot, they're fighting in the captain's tower. Apocalypse singers laugh at them, and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, no one has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that she mentioned, yes, I know that they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces, give them all another. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation. Thank you.
Yeah.